What's up, guys? This is Tanner from TanmanBaseballFan.com. So I woke up this morning and I went to this website that I normally do just to kind of check and see what's for sale. It is a Transformer website. It is a site that sells the latest and greatest Transformers, and I always like to kind of keep abreast of what's available out there, and it's kind of become my new obsession. And wildly different from the card industry, the card hobby, because there's not really this huge massive influx of super rare pieces that are floating out there that you can see. Now, there are out there on eBay and everything, but not nearly as prevalent from where I can see anyways, when it comes to cards. So there's a company by the name of New Age that does what's called Legends scale Transformers. These are smaller Transformers and very incredibly impressive engineering and aesthetics and everything. Well, what I was able to see is there's this one place, or this one piece that was released, and I've really kind of been looking forward to seeing it recently. It is basically what's called a lucky draw. And so what a lucky draw is it's a figure that is numbered to 50. Now, that's probably not rare by sports card standards or anything like that. What is interesting is it definitely is when it comes to actual Transformers. And so, I've been looking forward to this particular release. It's a Grimlock. That's the T-Rex, Transformer. And, this one is a kind of like a translucent blue. It's really kind of a funky looking thing, and I like it. I think it's really cool. I've got a hookup of a guy that's got lucky draws that he gets them from overseas, which, by the way, they're all produced overseas. And so when the lucky draw comes in, especially of a prominent figure, I get excited about it. I love it. So this is kind of where the card crossover comes in. I thought it was kind of interesting to think about, which is kind of funny. Now I look at the site, and instead of for example, the regular New Age Grimlocks being somewhere between $60 and $80 each, this one is for sale for about $230. So we're looking close to about, four times the cost of the other regulars. So you go into the comment section of this particular piece, and people are hemming and hawing, and they're ranting and raving, and most of them are just saying, "This is ridiculous, it's highway robbery." They exclaim. They say, this is terrible. I can't believe they would try to do this as collectors and over and over and over again. And then there are some people that get a little more philosophical about it. They talk about how they don't understand, like they're just milking the collectors for everything they've got. And the way they're doing it is they're taking a mold of a specific Transformer, and they're using different material or different paint and producing a few of them instead of many, and they're selling for a much higher price. And so as a card guy, I mean, listen, you're a card guy too, probably, if you're listening to this. So guess what? That's what they do in pretty much all collectibles arenas. That's what they do, and that's part of what makes the collecting fun. You take a look at, for example, sports cards. Now, we've kind of caught on to this phenomenon in the past several years, especially. One of ones, they're not particularly new anymore. I mean, we've probably had them around for the past 25 years or so. But somewhere along the way, the one of ones have not been nearly as rare. So you have people that are literally looking up one of ones nowadays. And if you look specifically for Leaf, you'll have somebody you'll have like any given player that they produce. Seems like there could be a billion different one of ones. I don't think I'm stretching too far to say that Canseco probably has 100 one of ones in this last year for Leaf alone. It's really just kind of a bizarre thing, how a bizarre twist. Very strange. But anyways, back to the comparison between cards and Transformers, which is really, really interesting, by the way. We've said this as collectors, as card collectors, for many years. Why on earth are we paying multiples and multiples and multiples of money for the same card with just a different color foil applied to the card and perhaps a serial number? So you have a base card that might be worth a dollar, and then you have a card out of 25 that's the same card, just different foil, and that might be $20. Then you have the out of 10 that might be 50, out of 5 that might be 100, and the one of one that might be $200-$300. Why? Well, that's kind of the part of collecting that you just can't get around. There's that excitement, the thrill of the chase. Now, I'll give you another example when it comes to the Transformer world, because we've done this with cards also. There was a TF Transformer Con convention exclusive that dropped recently, and it would go on a website and they would say, okay, we only have a limited amount of these issues, and they're going to drop on our website on 12 o'clock on Tuesday. Well, when they did this last time, a bunch of us collectors, when it hit around 11:59, we got to our computers and started hitting refresh like crazy, and their website went down. And as a result, not everybody got the Transformer piece that they wanted. Now, with that said, it seems as though the company magically was able to satisfy most all the orders, which is kind of funny how that goes, right? But the fact that they had this sort of air of exclusivity and limitedness really kind of, I know, for me personally, appealed to me like crazy. And it's a figure that I had already, but this was a repaint. And I'm like, my gosh, this is just like cards all over again, right? It's just putting a different color foil and that's it. And I thought that was really interesting. And I see that all across the board. I mean, gosh, there's like prototypes from the 80s even. Like you have, and they aren't even manufacturing it to be like this, but they're prototypes that might have like a little different artwork, but they look the same. It could turn a 10-cent card into a $1,000 card just because of a little bit of difference in the artwork. So the collector persona is a very curious one for sure. I think the longer that I'm in this kind of realm of just being a collector, I'm finding that this really affects almost everyone. And in spite of the fact that cards and Transformers are wildly different, as are their collectors, there are a lot of similarities. And I think at this point, what it comes down to is the card companies are really literally manufacturing scarcity. And I mean, hey, the other side of it is, can you blame them? If you're in business and you find that collectors would be willing to buy the stuff, you do the exact same thing, if you're being honest. You'd absolutely do that. I know I would, because the companies are not out there. They don't exist to satisfy customers, to satisfy collectors. They exist to make money, and they found it. They found a way to make money, and a really, really good and effective way to make money. So, the question is, what do we as collectors do? Do we continually succumb to this manufactured scarcity and keep chasing all of the different variations? Yeah, I guess we could, if we want, or we could be selective. But to be selective, a lot of us have to really kind of take a hard look at what we're doing in life and be able to step back and say, okay, I don't have to have it all. That whole quote of gotta have it all, gotta catch them all. And say, you know what, I like only the ones that are out of 25s, or the only the green repaints, or whatever it is. And I'm kind of preaching to myself here too, because this is an extremely difficult thing to do. It is for me, I know. I'm still struggling with it. But over time, with discipline, I think we can get there. And who knows? I think the card companies will adjust as we do. And again, I don't think they're doing anything wrong. They're just doing what is making them money. So that's kind of my little rant, so to speak, for today. Very curious to hear what your thoughts are on this. Not mad at the card companies, because like I said, they're doing exactly what you and I would be doing to be able to generate more income. And that's just kind of how it is. So, anyways, with that said, like I said, I would love to hear what you have to say. Feel free to always reach out to me on my email, tamemanbaseballfan@gmail.com. Also, feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you would like to have a topic about on the back on the podcast. So, yeah, I will wrap it up there, and thank you for listening. Happy flexing.